Hi, my name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and I take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on September 18th, 2024. Once again, Mayor Whitmire did not do a mayor's report, so I will go straight into a selection of agenda items. Item 1 approved the confirmation of 4 people to the Houston Spaceport Development Corporation, one of which was Councilmember Fligginger's mother, Marie Fligginger. Airports Director Jim Sesniak was also appointed, and he gave a brief update on construction at IAH when prompted by the mayor. The construction is ongoing, which I think we all know. Item 3 approved $6.3 million for equipment and supplies for the fire department. Item 4 approved $8.2 million for Ford parts, repairs, and services for the fleet. Item 5 approved $1.6 million for 27 Ford trucks for the fleet. Item 6 approved $162,000 for a Bio-Rad wastewater surveillance system used to detect diseases, including COVID-19. Item 7 approved $113,000 for the emergency purchase of fencing, locks, and the boarding up of windows and doors at the Monticello Square Apartments in District J, quote, after reports that squatters had established residence in the units, end quote. Item 8 approved $1.3 million for video streaming services for the library. Item 12 approved $407,000 for the emergency purchase back on July 11th of 3 trailer-mounted generators because of Hurricane Beryl. They were able to assist with electrical needs for critical wastewater facilities, including restoring equipment to full functionality. Item 15 extended the agreement with Career and Recovery Resources, or CRR, to continue their work providing rapid rehousing, case management, and housing navigation services. There's no further funding needed. They just needed more time to fulfill the current contract. Councilmember Thomas praised CRR and pointed to other work they do, like helping with debris pickup. Councilmember Martinez agreed and praised CRR for their work with Second Chance Communities. He also plugged their upcoming fundraiser golf tournament. Councilmember Evan Shabazz echoed these positive sentiments as well. Item 17 would have approved the application of a $20 million grant from the EPA for solar programs in Fifth Ward and Cashmere Gardens, but it was tagged by Councilmembers Plummer and Ramirez. Ramirez only said he wanted more information, but Councilmembers Plummer and Kamen both recommended that this go to committee before the application. Item 22 extended a contract for an additional $67,000 for the company that manages the jury summons for the Municipal Courts Department. Councilmember Plummer voted no because the company has not fulfilled their minority and women-owned business enterprise requirements. Item 25 approved $1.5 million for a new scheduling system for the police department. Item 34 would have appropriated $4.4 million from the Water and Sewer System Consolidated Construction Fund for some waterline work along Westheimer, but Councilmember Kamen tagged it. She plans to meet with city departments and Metro, and she encouraged the public to engage as well because it's a really big project. Item 35 appropriated $1.7 million out of the Dedicated Drainage and Street Renewal Capital Fund for a study on the repaving of Antoine Drive in Districts A and C. Councilmembers Kamen and Peck tagged this item last week. Today, Councilmember Peck reiterated her feedback that Antoine should remain 4 lanes, not enlarged to 6, as was apparently proposed. But she did say she was ready to support the item this week. Councilmember Kamen cited a previous survey that showed 90.8% of the people polled wanted it to remain 4 lanes. She complained generally about additional studies costing the city money. She reminded the mayor that she has requested information on other studies and construction projects that have been paused since his tenure began, but hasn't heard anything back. Mayor Whitmire said, quote, "The delays are not delays for the purpose of delay. They're good governance to not only listen to the immediate neighborhood, but the transit system is used by many. So this is just to do it right and to review the numbers, unlike the first numbers that were done in COVID," end quote. Whitmire claimed there was miscommunication between Councilmember Kamen and his administration regarding those projects on pause, and he generally acted pretty dismissive towards her. Item 36 related to a new sidewalk ordinance and was tagged today by Councilmember Thomas. It was tagged last week by Councilmembers Pollard and Evan Shabazz. Those are all of the agenda items I'm going to go over. Now we'll do the Councilmember pop-off. Councilmember Thomas plugged free smoke detectors provided by the fire department, especially after there were two recent fires in District F. National Night Out is October 1st. She outlined some issues with a food park and thanked Public Works for coming to the table to help with the resolution. She plugged a faith and affordable housing summit in October. She also had to shush her colleagues during her remarks, asking them to allow her the courtesy. Councilmember Castix Tatum encouraged local businesses to get on the vendor list for the World Cup, which is in 2 years. Councilmember Peck thanked the mayor for his reluctance to raise the property tax rate. She said it's important for the city to keep the tax rate low, especially as other entities like HCAD and Metro are raising theirs. Councilmember Martinez advocated for a higher property tax rate. He said that even though other entities might raise them, the city doesn't have access to that revenue to pay for city services. He encouraged honest conversations with folks who are often willing to take on a higher tax burden if it means better city services. And he plugged a family-friendly bike ride on September 22nd, starting at 9 a.m. at Mason Park. Councilmember Alcorn advocated, like she always does, for raising the property tax rate, saying needs far outweigh the city's current means and that no amount of auditing will discover ways to cut enough to balance the budget. Councilmember Carter commended the police for a recent investigation and said, quote, providing our officers with what they need to keep our citizens safe, that's job one, end quote. Councilmember Evan Shabazz encouraged the public to attend a TxDOT meeting on Thursday, September 19th at the Young Women's College Preparatory Academy that will go over segment 3A of the NHHIP, colloquially known as the I-45 expansion. Councilmember Flickinger plugged a town hall this Saturday in Kingwood. He literally did not give any more information other than that. Regarding the tax rate, he wants to limit property tax appraisals and promote business in the city to broaden the tax base by increasing the amount the city brings in via sales tax, I presume. Councilmember Kamen mentioned the Deer Park pipeline fire that has been ongoing since 10 a.m. on Monday. She advocated for requiring tier 2 level reporting, which would require industry to more clearly report on what is burning off after disasters. And this is something the city can apparently push for during the next legislative session. She also plugged that TxDOT meeting on Thursday. There is a Domestic Violence Awareness Month press conference on October 1st. The Shepherd and Durham project is moving forward, and she warned people of general lane changes and construction ongoing. Councilmember Huffman plugged a conversation on crime on October 23rd. And that's it. That concludes my notes for this week's meeting on September 18th, 2024. You can find the resources I used to compile these notes on my website, which is emilytakesnotes.com. And that's where the notes themselves live if you decide you would rather read than listen. I want to thank our Patreon supporters. We use that money to keep the podcast edition of the notes afloat. That link is patreon.com/emilytakesnotes. If anyone listening would like to join that cool team of people that make this project happen. This podcast was recorded by and has music by Joe Wozni, and it was produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I'm Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.